Looking at the verses from Surah Az-Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. The one against whom the decree of punishment has been passed, أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Can you rescue him who has fallen into the fire? So this verse consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by telling him that punishment has been decreed for certain people because they insist on remaining as kuffar. And it's not the task of the messenger to save them from Jahannam, because this is beyond his capacity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is therefore urged not to grieve about their disbelief. Thereafter, Allah azza wa jal makes mention of the glad tidings that he has promised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ. However, those who fear their Rabb, لَهُمْ غُرَفٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِمْ. For them shall be balconies built above them. غُرَفٌ مَبْنِيَةٌ تَجْرِي مِّن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And beneath these, there will be rivers flowing. وَعَدَ اللَّهِ. Allah has made this promise. لَا يُخْلِفُ اللَّهُ الْمِعَادِ. And Allah never breaches His promise. Therefore, the pious should rest assured that they will surely receive what has been promised to them. And amongst those who refuse to accept Islam, there are those whom, despite knowing the truth, do not believe because they fear a loss in their material possessions, their worldly status. And such people should prepare, they are in a position where they are prepared to jeopardize their welfare in the year after in exchange for the meager and paltry gains of this world. So drawing our attention to these types of people and the transitory nature of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Do you not see that Allah sends down rain from the sky? فَسَلَكَهُ يَنَابِيَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That he then channels it in springs within the earth. ثُمَّ يُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ. Thereafter he extracts crops of different colors with it. فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا. You see it in different colors. Then the crops wither away. ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُ حُطَامًا. It withers away. Then, so initially it's different colors, then it withers away in the yellow color that remains. Then the crops wither away and you see it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In this, there is an admonition for those who possess intellect. The nature of this world is similar to a flourishing crop in the field. For a short while it remains attractive and sought after. However, it ultimately withers away to be reduced to nothing. The entire universe will be reduced to nothing. When the trumpet is sounded for palaces and fortresses, all will crumble on the day of Qiyamah. People hanker after the wealth of this world, constructing huge palatial homes. They amass large amounts of money, run business empires, aspire for high positions. However, death is sure to overcome every person, thereby reducing all possessions and aspirations into the dust of oblivion. Allah declares in the Noble Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. This life of this world but is nothing but an object of deceit. In hankering after this world, people destroy their lives and the year after. The vicissitudes of this world are ample lessons for people to learn. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. There is certainly a reminder therein for the people of intelligence. Instead of using the intelligence to learn lesson, people foolishly focus their minds on worldly progress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Kahf, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوحُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Coin for them the similitude of this worldly life as rain that we send down from the sky, by which the plants and the earth flourish, thereafter they become nothing to be carried by the winds. Allah always has control over everything. And that is what we need to be reminded of all the time. That upon seeing the crops, an intelligent person, takes admonition. And everything in this world, you know, you look at the airport and you can take admonition from that. You look at the lust and the splendor of a tree or a garden and you can take admonition for that. That this is just for a few days and then it's reduced to bits. In like manner, the worldly condition, the condition of things in this world, everything will come to that. And therefore we should not be deluded by the fleeting splendor of this world, that we're willing to sacrifice everything. A crop is composed of different parts, the seeds or the grains, which are the source of man's nourishment, the husk that is used as fodder for the animals. It's not possible to derive benefit from each of these parts without separating one from the other and conveying them to their respective places. And the world should be understood in the same light. Good, evil, comfort, hardship, etc. all mix. A time will come when the crops of this world will be harvested and reduced to bits, and thereafter each part of this world will be conveyed to its respective place. Good or comfort will be conveyed to its abode, while evil or hardship will be conveyed to its abode. In short, by observing the different stages that the crop goes through, people of intelligence can learn many lessons. And the theme of this verse is just, as Allah caused spring to gush forth through the rain that fell from the sky, He will cause springs to gush forth very meticulously into the mansions of paradise. May Allah make us from the dwellers of paradise.